Good evening, everyone, kings and queens, ladies and gentlemen around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Monday Night Psychic Readings. This is your girl, Lennis, and I'm so glad you're here. This is brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please. So everyone gets an opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is normally Miss Nina. She's not here tonight because she's busy, but the chat room is open. So if any of the guest psychics who usually comes in, please do go in the chat room and help out. So time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show, to share their experiences and gifts. Now, for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. If you are not ready for a reading, well, you can donate to the website, but more than anything, be sure and just go over there and subscribe. You can do that on the first page, the front page, and you'll get in, because starting in January, I'll be doing a monthly newsletter. So spread the word, tell your friends and family about the show Sunday and Monday nights. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, I do, and so does Miss Nina. And by the way, let us know if you have an event, an announcement, birthday, or promotion, or anniversary, anything like that. Let us know. Send us a message either at the website, or we have a page on Facebook, the Essence of Success Network. And we will announce it on the show Sunday or Monday, so just remember that. And then also let me tell you, on my Friday show I do shout-outs. That's the musical show. And I'll talk more about that before we end tonight's show, because I did something special for Halloween on Wednesday with music. So anyway, we'll talk about that then. So welcome 336-805-347-412. 631 and 336 to the show. Remember to always push 1 when you come in so you get in the queue. So I'll do a quick prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. And then, of course, our financial prayer, because who doesn't need finances nowadays, huh? Make it happen here and now, in this timeline. Something great is about to happen to us. The vibration and energies of our souls, our pineal glands, and our higher selves gives us financial abundance in cash. Manifest a sign to us within 24 hours, please. Energies, vibrations, and dimensions are opening everywhere right now. Thank you. So be it. Our wills be done. Okay, and I'm not doing birthdays. We always do that on Sunday, but, you know, this show is just an hour, so I've got got all the messages and everything out. And like I said, the chat room is open. If anybody wants to go in there, I will check periodically. If you have questions, please ask, and I'll go like maybe every third or fourth caller, go in there and check and see. Okay, so without further ado, I'm just tickled as I can be. Let's welcome in first caller of the night, 336. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Selena. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. And you, Selena, welcome to the show.
I'm doing all right.
All right. So what can I answer for you today?
So my question is related to career and how long you think that I might be at this job, because I'm really not happy there, or any kind of career stuff that kind of comes through.
Okay, what field are you in so I can kind of focus on that?
I'm an HR office manager.
Okay, good enough. Just HR. I know that's human resources. Okay. Boy, sometimes it's like a headache there, isn't it? I feel that, like they give you a headache or just, okay.
Yeah, I had a migraine last week and I got sick in the middle of the night. It was bad.
Okay. Thank you for the validation because I saw that you got bad headaches. I'm getting a number two. Now, I don't know if that means, I'm not really seeing 2 months. Is it maybe 2 weeks? 2 days? Oh, that's pretty quick. What is it, angels? 2 weeks, 2 months. Which means a short live that you'll be. Selena, did you apply somewhere already? Are you applying for jobs anywhere else right now?
I have been looking at jobs, but I'm trying to see about changing careers just because being in HR is kind of a burnout career and it's not very fulfilling for me. So that's what I'm kind of, it's slowed me down a little bit, but I really want to find something in a different field. And that's what's been kind of harder.
Okay. Cause I didn't really see human resources. So thank you. You're validating that for me. But I see that if you've been applying, there's two companies that will call you in for an interview. And actually, the angels are saying it's not like, you know, the two pick one. It's like either one will be good. Now, one is going to pay you a little bit more, so, you know, you just want to write that down. One of the two, when you get called in for interview, like I said, will pay you a little bit more. And it looks like that job will give you $1.50 to $2 more and even more depending on your educational credentials. So your pay at one of those companies will escalate. It'll start low, but it can get up higher to $5 more an hour. It just depends on your education. That one I see after Christmas. If you decide to take the one that pays more, you will start work right at the end of the year on a new job. Now, the other one, it doesn't look like that would begin until January. And it's a good job, too. The pay is not as high as the one in December, but you have peace. I see a peace of mind. It's like you're happy, you're smiling, you're peaceful. So now on the one in December, what is that one like, angels? You're just there to make your money and leave. Well, that's not the best of circumstances, but yeah, but that one, you're just there for the money, to make your money and leave. But the other one that's coming up in January, that one, I feel peaceful, and I see you smiling. So would it be better to take less pay and be happy at what you're doing or to take more pay and just, you know, you're just in there to do a job and go home? So it's up to you. Yay. But the angels are showing me start putting in the applications, physically put them in, you know, whether it's online or at the company, but start putting them in because when just before Thanksgiving, you're going to have to decide one of the two. Because like I say, in December, that job you can begin right after Christmas.
So are you saying that it's going to be less money than what I'm currently making now?
No, it won't be less money than what you're making now. But when you compare these two jobs, that one in December is higher pay, and it goes up by your education. The other one, yeah, it's a little bit more. It's not the same pay. It's a little bit more, but it's not the increase like the December job. But the job in January, you'll be at peace. So that's what I'm saying. It's up to you. What's most important? Do you need the money right now, or do you just need a peace of mind? That you have to make that decision.
Well, and you said that it didn't feel like it was HR. What field are you feeling like it's going to be in?
I didn't get a feel, but the angels just told me it's not what you're doing now.
Okay.
So what other areas, I don't know. They didn't show me that, but it definitely wasn't HR.
Okay.
Now, you will be working around people.
I'll...
I see that, but yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I hope I figure it out because that's been my problem is figuring out what it is outside of HR, you know?
Well, what do you enjoy doing?
That's,
you know, when you're not doing
it,
HR.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Well, I don't. No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm sorry for interrupting, too. No, it's, my boyfriend and I wrote a list of everything, like, I like doing, and it's just, I'm not sure how to search for it, and so that's where it's kind of like, oh, well, I like to provide some kind of service that kind of improves the lives of other people, but I don't want something that's going to be, that gives me back energy, that makes me feel good about me, too, at the end of the day, and,
right.
You know, but it's, I don't want to be where I'm broke either, because we live in California, so I the money part, unfortunately, is kind of important. It's not a bad thing, you know, but it's like money does matter to some degree. Like, you got to be able to pay rent, you got to be able to pay your other bills, that type of thing.
Oh, of course, so. Of course. Well, you know, even if you take the job in December, it's, you know, it's a permanent position, but you can still change, right? You may take that job for 6 months and decide, you know what, I think I want to look more into the other position that I passed up, right? You never know.
Yeah.
Things change. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and if you do a good job, sometimes you can end up getting more money. But I think, too, like, I remember you said, like, the number two, and I feel like, I know it sounds like it may be 2 months, but I think, too, as far as the max amount of time left at this other job, I just don't feel like there's a lot of time left there. Like, even though I'll put myself out there, I just feel like things were going to, like, end anyway, which I'm glad, because this was one of the worst job experiences I've ever had. It's like, and I've had a decent amount of jobs at this point. I've been working, like, I know I'm young, but I've still had a lot of years of experience at this point, and it's just been horrible. So for me, it's like, I know some people are like, oh, there's worse things in the world. When you are living in and out of a really bad job, it's like you just want it to be over with. So.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. Okay, well, put those applications in, young lady, and keep in touch with me and let me know. But like I said, January is a peace of mind. December is more money. So,
okay.
And you'll know when you start filling out the application, they want you to come in for an interview. You'll know which one I'm talking about, you know, because you're going to negotiate a salary in your interview anyway, because you want to know what they're going to pay, right? So you'll know.
Definitely.
Yep. All right, girlfriend. I'm wishing you the very best.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling, and have a wonderful rest of the week. Okay, next caller, area code 805. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Lennis. It's Donna. How are you?
This is who? Sean?
Donna.
Okay, say it again. You were, like, far away from
Donna.
The phone. You're like, ah.
Oh.
Shauna, okay. Hi, Shauna. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. I have a question. About 5 days ago, I was sitting in my meditation, which I always do. You know, I meditate for 40 minutes every morning, and it came in very lovingly, my intuition, and I just observed the message coming through, and it said, it's coming soon. And so I've been praying to meet someone, to get married, and also for more abundance to come in so I can go traveling and have a different lifestyle. And what are you picking up, please?
There's definitely a guy coming. That is strong. That is
strong.
There's definitely a guy coming. You have not met him before, so he's definitely brand new. He's brand new. You haven't met him before. And you're going to meet him at a gathering. The angel said it's a holiday gathering, so I'm assuming this must be around Thanksgiving, either before or during or after. But they're telling me it's during the holiday festivities that you meet this man. Yeah, and he's going to zero in. I'm going to tell you, they're showing me he's going to zero in on you as a cliche is white on rice. He's just like, foomp, and he's right up in your face. Yeah, and he's talking to you, of course, because he's interested, but for some reason he just zooms. You know how you're in a crowd and you just, you know, you're looking around and you might see somebody looking at you, and you're like, oh, well, you know, you don't think anything. He is going to come right to you. It's not about looking at somebody across the floor. It's like, you may look, but he's like, I got her attention. I'm right here. I'm going to talk to her. Yeah, he's bold.
Oh, good.
I'm going to tell you, this man is bold, so he doesn't mind expressing his feelings or his emotions. He's very much single. He's been divorced, looks like, maybe 20 years, and he never remarried.
Oh.
Never remarried, but, yeah, he's been divorced for eons. Grown children in their 20s, so not, you know, not real old, but they're in their 20s, so. And he's a handsome fellow. He's medium to maybe large built. Now, you know, a medium man, put another 20 pounds on him, kind of like that.
Great. Yeah. I don't like skinny guys.
Okay. Well, good, because this guy is healthy. That's what I call him, healthy, when they're about that size. What else, angels? He's very independent. I'm asking. I think he owns his own business.
Good.
Seems like, and I'm feeling real estate. I don't know why, but I'm feeling real estate, they're telling me. Yeah, but he owns his own business, so he's flexible. Yeah, he's flexible. What else? They said surprise and happy Thanksgiving. Okay. I told her. Thank you, Angel. They said, surprise, happy Thanksgiving. So you better call me back, Shauna. Let me know. Let me know. He seems like a good guy. What the angel showed me, I didn't pick up anything negative, nothing.
How about
lovely.
Marriage?
Everything
or travel
I felt around him was
I?
Good.
Will we travel?
I'm sorry?
And do you see marriage maybe? Do you see marriage down the line and traveling, that we'll travel together? Or?
Well, that's another question. But, you know, you'll determine that by the relationship, right?
Yeah.
You can determine
that
if it's, sure. If he's a keeper or not. Right now I would say he's a keeper, but that's right now what I'm seeing. I don't know, once you start talking to him, you might decide, yeah, he is. Yeah.
Oh,
so that's something to look forward to.
So
that's coming up pretty soon. We're at the end of October, so we're just talking about maybe a couple of weeks away here. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Or
3 weeks.
So quick, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I hope you remember that, and wishing you the best. Yeah.
Thank
He's
you
got
so
a brother, let
Leonard.
Me know.
All right, I will do. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling. All right, next caller is area code 347. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Thank you for taking my call. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, just terrific. Doing great, honey. Doing great. Thanks for asking. So you sound all bubbly and cheerful. What's going on, young lady?
Well,
you got me in a laughing mood, really happy, huh?
Everything's going okay. I wanted to ask you a love question. I wanted to know what you see. I wanted to know what you see, or if you see anything for me between myself and someone named Frank. Like what you see.
Okay, stop
if
right
you see
there.
Anything at all.
Okay, stop right there. Oh wow! My guy said right off the bat. She said he's a good guy. He can act like a child sometime and have like temper tantrums. You know how a child will do, and you have to say, just go in the corner and think about it for 5 minutes, okay? So I mean, you can't tell that to an adult man, but you know, you might just tell him, okay, let's take the bass out your voice. Take the bass out. Come on, yeah. And calm down. He's quick. He's a real quick responding person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's still telling me, yeah, he's a good guy. Quick response. What else? Tell me about him spiritually. He will go to church with you. If you go to church, he will attend with you. Mentally, he's very sharp. They're telling me he's got a quick wit. Sometimes he acts too fast, like instead of letting things happen, he'll react. Well, he's a reactor anyway, we know that, but, you know, just stop and think for a minute, just whoo-hoo, and then everything is okay. He likes for things to happen. If you're going to do something, we're going to do it. If you're going to go to the show tonight, then we're going to go to the show. And if we're not going, why? Yeah. He likes you. The angel said, tell her he likes her like Sally feels. He really likes you. I'm picking up a female. Who is this? Is this his child or daughter?
He has a best friend, a female best friend who is married with children. They used to work together and they stayed friends.
Oh, okay. Okay. He's going to introduce. Has he introduced you to her yet?
I met her one time. She came to the job.
Okay. Okay. Well, she likes you. She thinks you're good people. Yeah, she's in your corner. This is what I'm trying to tell you. This woman is in your corner, so she's like rooting for you and him for this relationship, you know.
Oh.
To work out, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. 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 Whatever impression you left on her, and then he talks about you too is good. She's like I said, she's rooting for you. That's the only female I see. That's why I asked, because I didn't see it like a relationship, but like a sister almost. You know what I mean? Almost like a sister. Okay. All right. Let me see what else. Well, you guys should have a date night this Friday. Go to the movies.
You know, I want to, but he hasn't shown me a lot of himself in his personal life, and he hasn't actually to like a date yet. I mean, we've hung out and we've gotten close, of course. We definitely have chemistry. But he seems hesitant to like bring me just an official date or an official outing with him. Like, I don't know what that's about. I don't know if he's uninterested in a relationship.
No. He likes you. Why don't you just ask him?
I have.
Just ask him. And what is his response been?
He's just, one time he said he likes his face, and then I haven't asked him ever since, and I just kind of tease him about how much he said he likes his face. So I just have teased him about it, but, you know, I kind of would like him to ask me out to, like, a movie or, like, out to dinner. But he doesn't go. He doesn't seem like
he
wants
go
anything
to
serious.
Movies. I mean, some people like that. They could care less about movies. But then they would go to the theater to see a play or something. But
I would be so grateful for that, but I wonder if he wants anything serious with me or not, you know, like he doesn't seem like he wants anything serious with anyone. I don't know.
Well, you know, he's an outspoken guy. I'm surprised he's acting shy like that towards you. Maybe because he really likes you, because I don't know why he's being shy. He's outspoken.
I asked him, like last week, I said to him, you know, what is it? Because after we, like, got close, I said, you know, I don't even know what you want. You know, what are you looking for? And he's like, well, I don't want anything serious if that's what you mean. And I was just like, okay. But, you know, it's not like we stopped talking or stopped getting closer ever since then. So I really don't know how to – I know I like him. I would like it to be there.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Tamika, just communication. Communication. And it's not that you're nagging. You just tell him, hey, I'd like to get to know you because I feel like, okay, you're not looking at anything permanent, but we could become good friends, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You never know. I mean, of course, from friendship, other things develop, right? But, yeah, just communicate with him. When he doesn't give you the answer that you are looking for, just tell him, I'm not understanding you. You know, that's a good way to say I'm not understanding what you're saying right now. Could you make it a little bit more clear?
Do you see?
You know, in other words, you're making him say something, making him talk to you. Yeah. yeah. they can talk to you. So just tell them, you know, I don't understand. I know you gave me this response, but I need a little bit more just to understand you. And if he doesn't want a permanent relationship, then tell him, then what are you two doing? Are you just friends, a male friend and a girlfriend, enjoying each other's company? Or are we going to take it to the next level? I know you said you don't want anything permanent. Why? Ask him why. Was his last relationship flaky or whatever, and now he's kind of scared to get involved again?
It could be. Yeah. He was married. He told me at one point he was married for 2 years with someone he knew for a long time, and it didn't work out. And then he said he doesn't want to stay at the job much longer. But, I mean, we flirt every day. We talk and flirt every day. So it's, and we touch. So it's like, I wonder if there's a future to be had with him or if this is all it's going to be, you know?
Ask him, is there a problem with you two seeing each other because you both work at the same company?
Mm-hmm.
That could be a hesitation on him, too. So ask, you know, and see. But all I see is communication. I don't see him as being a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think communication. Okay, try that. Communicate to understand. And if that doesn't work out, then okay. But I want you to at least communicate with him because he's not a bad guy.
Do you see me and him developing into a future?
Well, you got to communicate first because he's got to get understanding of you and you an understanding of him. Yeah, I can see a future, but, you know, if you guys don't communicate, then there is no future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get to communicate that you understand and you're satisfied with the answers that he's giving and accepting of that and going on. So that's mm-hmm. why I'm saying communicate, communication. Important
mm-hmm.
and this particular relationship is just communication. Yeah. I you know, to be honest with you, to me, I think he's just scared. To be honest. I think he's just scared.
You know, I think so too. He had a birthday on Sunday yesterday, and it's like I told him when he's not at work, he's out of sight, out of mind. Like he pulled away. And when we're at work, we're very friendly and flirty. But it's like he's like joking on Friday night, like, oh, I want to stay a kid. I'm going to stay a big kid forever. I'm like, okay, no one's trying to change you. You know, no one's trying to stop you from being whatever you want to be right now. He's like giving me the disclaimer, even I didn't ask. And I felt like he was feeling pressure. And I wasn't trying to pressure him, but he seems like he's scared to kind of like take a grown-up step out with me. I don't know how to explain it.
No, I understand. That's why I'm telling you, you need to communicate with him. And you might even communicate a little bit about his past just to understand his feelings toward a woman. You know, because
yeah.
he was burnt. So, yeah, communicate with him. Okay, I got to move on. My board is full. But, yeah, let me know. But communicate. Do your best. That way you can say, well, I tried, you know.
Right.
But communicate
yeah.
with him. All right. Okay.
All right.
Well,
thanks
for calling, and have a good week, young lady. All right. Area code 412. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What's going on? Y'all know I can feel you. What's going on?
I just wanted to know what you think coming up for my love life.
Okay, is there anybody that you're seeing right now? Or
I mean,
interested
I got
in?
A couple people. I got like a couple people I may be intertwined with. Yeah.
Have you talked to them or been in any discussion or dates?
Yeah, I have.
But you don't seem like you're too interested in these two guys. It's
well,
like, yeah, they're there, but
am,
you know.
But
well,
I,
because you're
I
reluctant,
am.
That's not what you're looking for. You're too hesitant, so they're not what you're looking for. Okay, let's see who else is coming up. Unless it's one of them guys. Okay. They're showing me a guy, he's 6 feet tall, he's dark, medium to slender, He talks fast. He talks really fast. I almost would think he's from Louisiana, like New Orleans or Cajun down there, but he talks fast. Or Eastern. Even people on the East Coast, they'll talk fast, too. You meet this guy at a friend's house. Somebody's having a little gathering. One of your girlfriends is. And you meet him there. He's got dimples, so you know what he looks like. He has dimples in both cheeks. Like I said, he's dark complected, has a Cheshire cat smile. He has very nice teeth, beautiful smile. But he's weak. Wait a minute. What are you telling me? He's weak when it comes to relationships, about committing. On the surface, it seems like, yeah, he's ready for a relationship, blah, blah, blah. But down deep, he's scared of commitment. And why is he scared of a commitment? I think there was a woman that he was in love with and she passed. Wow. I'm not seeing it as a wife, but I think maybe like a girlfriend, and she had cancer, looked like breast cancer. And she passed, and so he's never been real close to another woman. But he's open. He's not vulnerable now, but he is open to a new relationship. But I'll tell you right now, it'll be slow. It will be slow. It won't be something he just jump in with both feet. So I'm seeing Keanu Reeves, the actor, and that happened to him. Okay. Keanu Reeves, if you know who that is, he was in Matrix, that guy. His girlfriend that he was with for years, she died of cancer too. And it was a long time. In fact, I still think today, I don't even know if he's been in another relationship like that. Well, I'm seeing the same thing on this guy that you're going to meet at this gathering. So I would just say give him a chance. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And his non-committal is just because he's scared of what happened in his past. And he doesn't want to lose another girlfriend. Or somebody gets real close to. And he's an IT tech. Tell you what he does. He's a computer IT guy. You know, troubleshoot stuff. So just to let you know, if you guys get to talking about, oh, what do you do for a living? You know, when he says computers, that's him. That's your guy.
So it ain't nobody, it's not nobody at my job, is it? I hope not.
No.
Okay,
No.
Okay.
This guy doesn't, no. The house, your girlfriend, the house that you're going to, she knows him, but not well, but she knows of him. In fact, I think he comes to the gathering, to the party with another guy. It's not a woman, yeah. I think he comes with another guy. Now, that guy knows your girlfriend quite well. So, you know, just a buddy thing, you know, coming to a party to see who they can take applications.
Okay.
So look for that to come up. That could come up this week during Halloween. So keep your antennas up.
Yeah, because
any functions that you're going to, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay, good. Thank you. All right, keep your antennas up and remember what he looks like. And if he says anything about computers, that's your guy.
Okay.
Dark,
right,
dimples, tall.
You.
Okay. All right. Let me know, Keisha. All right, girl. Well, have a good week, and thanks for calling. Okay. You're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Phone number is 646-727-2914. Let me check the chat room. Okay. Welcome, Angel Cherub. Welcome, guests. 1360, you have a question, Angel Cherub. Do you have time for my call tonight? If not, I will hang up. You can give me a question here, Angel, in the chat room. I'll come back and I'll answer your question for you. So just write it there in the chat room. That's fine. Okay, next caller is area code 631. You're on the line with Linus. Thank you. Who's this?
Thank you, Linus. Thank you. This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you today, young lady?
People trying to, well, I can't say that. They can't do anything to me what I don't do myself, but I'm trying to keep my lessons, you know, in the forefront with it. But with my daughter's father, my oldest daughter, can you please tell me if he's going to try to make things difficult for me, you know, in the future? In regards to
what do you mean, as far as is as far as your child taking care of your daughter?
Yes, he.
Oh, he wants custody of her.
Well, this is the thing. She's been. I allowed her to live with him for the past 2.5 years, because you know, as far, you know, long story short, she loves her father. I wanted her to experience that. I never had that, you know, so it wasn't a problem for me. But now, like, the thing about it is, he tried to stop me from moving, and you know, before, and everything got crazy. He took me to court. I didn't expect it, so that's how that happened. So now I'm moving this weekend, and it seems like again he's trying the same thing, like using her as a pawn. So I just want to know, you know, if anything like our experience of, you know, 2 years ago, if he's planning on, you know, doing anything like that with her.
You know what? The angels are telling me this man wants his cake and eat it too, and he can't have both.
Yes. No.
Yeah, that's what the angels just
said.
It's
not about
me. He wants
his
cake and eat it too. Yeah.
It's just about me, right, Leonard? It's not about her? Like,
yeah.
Is what I'm feeling correct?
Yeah. Well, it's called control. The bottom line is control. He's trying to control you as well as the child. His only control is with the child, not with you. You two are not
right.
together. And haven't
right.
been for a long time. So
a long
his priority
time,
should be about her,
years.
But he's trying to control you too. And you're not together. So, yes, you are right. You are right. And when you move, you have to let him know, but of course, for your daughter's sake. So
I
that
did.
Can't
I
be,
did. I let him
yeah.
know. I communicate with him only through text, because this has been the relationship for years. That I had to get to the point where it's only been through text because of his control factor. Like, I cannot deal with him. So, you know, especially now that she's old enough, I only communicate with her. But it's always a problem. And I'm at my wit's end with it. I'm trying so hard to... I don't know.
You know
what?
He's the reverse of a woman. You know what? He's the reverse of a woman. You know
yeah.
how women get desperate because they
yes.
want a man? He's desperate. He is truly desperate. I don't know why he doesn't go on with his life and start dating other women or
yes.
doing other things.
He's married.
But he's trying to keep
he's
one foot in your door and
yes.
then one foot in his. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, I can probably handle it more if he didn't. He's being psychologically abusive to my daughter, trying to put, you know, she's always known that, you know, since I've always been around. So, but now that I'm moving further away, you know, distance-wise, like it'll be a couple more hours or farther. So he's trying to make her feel even she's fine with it, and this I definitely know. But he's trying to make her like put stuff in her ear to make. Her feel some kind of way so she can put that on to me, which she hasn't done because I know she's fine. But, you know, that's abuse.
Yeah, that's just him. No, it's not your daughter. Your daughter's okay with you moving.
Yes,
I asked.
Know.
There's no problem.
Thank
she's,
you.
In fact,
thank
she's happy
you,
for you.
Thank you for that. Thank
yeah,
you for
she's
that,
happy
Leonard.
For you.
I've been feeling that. Thank you, Leonard. Thank you.
Yeah, no,
oh,
she's happy
goodness.
For you. And listen, don't think your daughter don't know how her dad is. That's a smart cookie. Your daughter's smart.
Yes.
He ain't
yes,
that slick.
Okay.
Okay. He ain't as slick as he thinks he is. She is smart, and she notices
yeah.
things. That's why I tell people don't count a child out. A child sees things
mm-hmm.
that you think they don't see or know. You'd be surprised when you go to talk to them. Like, yeah, I knew that way back, Mom. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because we always have that connection. Yes, she's old. Yes. Thank
old
you.
Old school.
Honey.
Yes,
thank
she
you.
Is. She's
yes.
an old
mm-hmm.
soul.
Yeah,
yes. she is. She's an old soul. No, go ahead with your moving. Ain't nothing he can do.
Okay.
There's nothing he
okay.
can do. He can't turn your daughter against you because she
right.
already knows and she loves her mama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she loves her dad, and that's fine. I understand that.
Yes, he does.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, but no. I got to tell you a quick story, and I'll do it real quick. I let
mm-hmm.
my daughter go live with her dad and it for
mm-hmm.
1 year. He couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why.
Right.
Because she... At that point, she was, what, 14? Yeah, she just stayed for 1 year, 14 and 15. She started her menses.
Right.
Now, hers was bad, and it's, I mean, my daughter's 42 now, but she's always, always had very bad because they wanted to do a hysterectomy on her in her 30s. I was like, hell no, you're
wow.
not. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway, she's in a lot of pain, right? Now, she's already, I've been with her, I know. He calls me, I'm at my job, it's a frantic 911, blah, blah, blah. She's in there hurting, she's crying. Yeah. Nicole, I told him, give her two Tylenols, shut the door, turn the lights out, and go on about your business. You know, because she had her own bedroom. I said, shut the door, she'll be all right, leave her alone. Well, are you sure? I mean, should I take her to the hospital? I was like, oh, God. Just calm down.
Yeah.
She's fine. She's hurting. Women do this. So I understand what you're saying, right? But during that year, she saw her dad as for what he is, right? Because a man's an alcoholic. I mean, but he never mistreated our children, and I'll always give him that. At least
that's my
part.
Concern.
He was a good
father. Is she,
okay
there? Like, she's okay, like, as far as, you know, because I know how he is. He's very,
She knows. Right. She's just, I'm telling you and her go out to dinner or something and sit down and just talk, and you might be a little reluctant to say some things. Your daughter will surprise you. Yeah, you know, Mom, I knew that. Mom, you know how
bad
it is.
Yeah, the only thing with that is I never bad-mouthed him. Like, that's something I would never – like, if it comes, of course, like, conversation, she talk about it, then that's fine. But, you know, I never –
God bless
you.
I
want to keep
God
her,
you,
you know,
though.
In
I
that
didn't either.
Place. Right.
I didn't either. Even though my ex-husband is an alcoholic. Me too, Nicole. I never did. Only thing
even
I told him,
to do
it's
it.
Up to you for those girls to call you daddy. That's all I said.
That's right.
There wasn't no other man in my life or nothing like that, but I said it's up to you that they call you daddy, not me.
That's
And like you, I kept my mouth closed. They figured out their dad for themselves. I didn't have to say a word. I'm telling
you,
but
definitely.
God is good,
thank
girl.
You, Lennis. Thank you
God
so
is
much.
God is good,
because
I know there's times that you almost bite a hole in your lip. You'd be wanting to tell your child something so bad. And
oh, my goodness.
Woo, Jesus, hold my mouth. Hold this mule. But then another, look, I'll say this real quick and hang up, too. When my daughter turned 21, of course, her dad and I asked her, you know, what you want for your birthday, and she said, I want to go out to dinner, and I want you and Dad to take me.
Oh.
Like, yeah, okay, whatever. So we did. We were at a really nice, very expensive restaurant. That was fine. During the course of dinner, now, she's sitting next to me, and her dad's on the other side of the table. And she looks, she says, Dad, can I ask you something? And he goes, sure. She said, why did you and Mom get divorced? Oh, God. Mm. My food went straight to shit, okay?
I know it did.
But let me tell you how good God is. He was honest. He told her, he said, it was never your mom. He said, baby, I'm an alcoholic. And he said, the things that happened in our marriage, he said, it was my fault, not mommy's. He said, it was all me.
Wow.
I got up from that table, Nicole. I went in the bathroom of this very bougie restaurant. Girl, and it was shouting in the bathroom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
down.
Jesus.
Yes.
I had to shout.
Yes.
Washed my face, cleaned up, came right back to the table. Okay. You know, went on. But look, 21 years. 21 years,
exactly.
But that's okay because they say if you do right, God will bless you. Whether you know
that's
about it or not,
that's all I'm trying to
right?
do. Yes, I'm trying.
Yeah,
that's
so
all I'm trying to do.
Anyway, it worked. He confessed it at her 21st birthday. You know, he said no. But like you, I never talked against him to either one of our daughters. I never did.
No.
You know what I would say? Things just didn't work out between me and Daddy. That's all. Now,
that's
it's
right.
up to you to know your dad. I just left it at that. But they did. That's why I tell you, don't worry. Your daughter knows more than you think, honey. She's good to go.
Okay.
You go on and move and enjoy your life. That's his
problem.
Thank
you, Linda. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. And I'm wishing you the very best, but I know it'll happen for you. Okay?
Thank you, Vanessa. I love you. Thank you so much. Good night.
Oh, good night. Thank you for calling. All right, next caller, area code 203. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you, young lady?
Good. I'm like your other caller. I've got job questions. I'm looking for something better, wondering when it's going to happen. And I did apply out of state. So, well, no, I didn't apply yet, but something may be happening out of state. So.
Okay. Well, Michelle, what field are you in so I can concentrate or focus on that, I should say? I'm sorry?
Engineering.
Engineering. Okay. Okay, that's fine. Stop there. Okay, so what you want to know is, should you move out of state for that position or stay where you're at? Is that what you're asking?
Well, it's not even, I didn't even apply for it yet. It's sort of like my resume is out there and they might be interested. They'll probably be interested, but I don't know if it's going to happen, you know. And I want to be happy, too.
Arizona came right up. Was that a state you were interested in?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, because Arizona, when I asked the angels, right away they said Arizona. So I'm just relating that to you. Okay. Okay. Well, the angels are saying either way you could find another position where you live, or if you want to go out of state. You have the skills and the education and the technology, so that's not a problem for you. The angels are asking me, did you want to move to Arizona? Was that a big possibility with you or not?
Yes, it is. It's a possibility. It would be a new company if I did that. So that's, you know, always a risk, new job, new company. But my daughter goes to school there, so it would be good to be closer.
Oh, yeah, that would be real nice. Well, you do have opportunity in Arizona, so I'll let you know that. The angel said definitely opportunity in Arizona. Where you live now, but it's probably like a 5 to 10 miles from where you live. There is another job opportunity in your field. Just have to drive it. I will say one thing about Arizona. They're telling me that family ties are closer. I don't know what that means, but they're just saying family ties are closer if you move to Arizona. So that's a good thing. Were you trying to move by December, or you want to wait till January? Looks like you want to get out of there pretty quick.
Well, I kind of do. I kind of do.
Yeah, they're
but,
saying like you want to move now.
But, I mean, I could wait, but, you know, it's,
Okay. The angels are telling me at the end of December, right after Christmas, they're showing me a lot of paperwork. You're signing from where you're at now, and you're also signing a lot of paperwork in Arizona. So evidently this move by the end of the year will happen, but I don't think you're going to move until January. You know what I mean? Like all the paperwork, whatever, to leave where you're at there, get your place in Arizona and your job and everything, all this is done within the month of December. But at the end of December, you're finalizing it. It's like, yep, okay.
Yeah.
I got the apartment, I'm taking that job, I'm out. And in January, you move.
Okay, because regardless of anything, I'm moving anyway because my lease is up here. So it's...
Okay, so it's a quick move.
So that'll be...
It's a quick move then, yeah. Well...
So
am
I gonna be happy?
Put your applications out because Arizona looks like that's where you're gonna be. I mean, I really got a good feeling about Arizona.
Did you? Okay, good. So that's I want to be happy.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. I felt good about Arizona. Maybe that's why the angels mentioned that right away. It must be good vibrations and good energy for you.
Oh,
which means that everything will work out good, right? You're where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. That's great. Can I ask you about my daughter's education. She just started college out there. Just want to know if she's going to be successful with what she's studying.
Yeah, as long as she stays away from the boys. She's not sidetracked. You know,
okay.
Your daughter's a pretty girl. Come on now. You think the guys aren't looking? She's pretty. So,
she
yeah.
is, but she doesn't date anybody yet.
Yeah. I got you for yet. That's what I'm just saying. As long as she stays away. It's not her, okay? It's the guys coming on to her. That's what I'm saying. And she, you know, puts that compartmentalize that, like, okay, I got all my studies, and that's just something I may or may not deal with, right? Like, be bothered.
Yeah.
But it's not that they're not asking her. Trust me. Yeah.
Oh.
They're asking. Yeah. I mean, that's good. Right. I mean, come on. You got a good-looking kid, woman. Come on.
Well, I know she's never really had a boyfriend, though. So, you know, I'm a little – I kind of want her to have a boyfriend, you know. It's about time. It's about time.
Yeah. Well,
but,
like I said, they're going to be approaching and talking to her, you know. But, of course, that's not her priority, you know, her priority right now in school. But that's why I said she stay away from the – in other words, don't let some guy detract her from what her goals is and her focus.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be a friend and we go to the show or hang out at the college, I don't know, whatever, okay. But you're talking about serious, it's just me and her, me and him. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. No, not
okay.
yet.
Okay, well, as long as she's going to be successful, because her happiness is important to me, and if she somehow doesn't do well and flunks out, it's going to be devastating.
No, no. Don't even put that out there in the universe. You say she's going to do good and get her degree. Don't put those negative thoughts out there. No.
Okay.
We want the universe to always address us as, yes, it will happen, and it will be good. And, Mom, you'll be there when she marches up there to get her diploma, her college degree. So, yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So
I see
you
in the audience. So I'm going to tell you congratulations. Your daughter is going to get her degree because I see you in the audience just screaming. Screaming when she gets up there to the podium like, yes, 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 and going like, oh, that's my mom.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'll
that's
tell you
wonderful.
Now, congratulations. All right. And thanks for calling, Michelle. And you have a wonderful transition to Arizona. It's all good, sister. It's all good.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. All right. Let me do one more call. Area code 917. You're on the air with Linus. Thank you for being patient.
Hi, Linus.
Who's this?
Hi, Linus.
Hi.
This is Anna calling. I'm wondering, like, if you see a new job coming for me. I'm kind of really bored at where I am, and I'd like to move on.
Stacking, roll call, dispatching. I'm writing it down. The angels are talking to me as you were talking. I don't know what this means. They had me write, I got stacking, then I got roll call, and the last one I got is dispatcher.
What does that mean?
Does that sound dispatcher? You're dispatching whatever, trucks, vehicles, what do you call those guys? Taxis, whatever. That's what a dispatcher. Roll call, I don't understand that. I don't understand what roll call. Stacking to me would be like either warehouse, doing like, where, you know, like if you were working for Amazon, getting those packages together to go out to the public, you know, to the consumer, not the public, the consumer.
I have someone that I actually found a job for that is going to do that at Amazon. It's not for me, though, but he just applied today through my contact and referral system.
Okay. Well, anyway.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, you're at Amazon now? I have a girlfriend who works for Amazon, too. Well, they're hard. You know why? We're going into the holiday season. So So all these places.
I am not working for Amazon. I'm not working for Amazon. No, no.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
No, no, no. I like that story you told me about. You told us about your husband. That was amazing. I love
yeah.
it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
thank you for sharing that. That really touched my
yeah.
soul, you know, the honesty of that. Amen to that, you know.
Oh, I'm telling you, Anna, if you were here and saw me in the bathroom, you probably would have thought I was, why is this woman jumping up and down praising God?
No, I would be,
you
I
know?
Would totally understand.
But for me, I felt like 21 years.
Oh, God.
I waited to hear this man tell the truth, right? Because
wow.
I never told the girls anything. I just said me and Dad didn't work out. So when he actually told our youngest daughter that in front of me, I got to get up from this table. I'm too happy.
Yeah.
I was too happy. And our daughter just took it in stride. She said, okay, Dad, you know. But and I'm sure they talked more after I left, you know, I went to the bathroom. I'm sure, you know, they probably talked more. But, hey, it was a good thing, you know. It was
yeah.
a good thing, so, yeah. I tell women sometimes, you know, Anna, and get back to you, whatever that we go through in a marriage and it ends up that it's a divorce, please don't turn your kids against the other one, either against the mom or against the dad. Let that child find out for themselves what that other parent is like, from who's ever raising you, right? Because you've got these bitter feelings and probably some love because they, you know, the man bless you with children, but you've got some bittersweet feelings, so why put those on the child? Let the child find out for themselves. They'll know if their dad is lying or telling the truth, same with their mom. So I believe that. Just keep your mouth closed. The truth will happen. I don't know when.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't time it, but the truth will come out. And then you can, as the kids do, pop your collar, pat yourself on the back. You know you did a damn good job, okay?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so, you know, I see a new job coming up, but I'm seeing January when you make that transition to move. So I would say for the next 2 months, you're probably going to put in a lot of applications, huh?
Trying to.
Okay. Please do that, Anna, because I see by January you should be working your new job. So that means everything is done by December, and January you start the new year with a new job and happy. And happy,
well,
too.
I'm applying tomorrow, Wednesday, to a place.
Okay. Uh-oh. I'm sorry, Anna, I got to go. They told me I got 60 seconds and they're going to stop the show.
Oh, okay.
I thank everybody that was in the chat room, Angel, guest 62310. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show today. Yesterday was just technology crap with the computer. But anyway, today was a good day, so thank you, God. Thank you from around the world in the chat room and on the phone for joining me today. Thank you, Anna, for being my last call. And shoot, if nobody's told you they love you, I do. Have a good one, okay? And everybody else, thank you. I love you dearly. Wednesday, be sure and tune in Wednesday, you guys. It's a Halloween music show, and it's all ages, from 0 to 100, Purple People Eater, Abracadabra, just all kind of good music. So please tune in on Wednesday night at 6 p.m., 6 p.m. Wednesday on Halloween. Thank you. Love you guys.
Possibility in the moves we can make. Your kisses.